The tower was alone for the first time without any of its soldiers there to hold it up. I didn't know what to expect when we got back there. I'd grown somewhat attached to our little group and worried we might be a little too late. Peg's sign could be seen from far away, leading us back to the others.
We're alive?
What?
The sign on the building. We're alive. That the best they could come up with? Well, hopefully that's still true.
Oh, shit! Look at all of them!
The building's swarming. Holy shit! What did they do while we were gone?
We need to find some way to draw them away from the building.
I have an idea.
I wasn't talking to you.
All due respect, Buck Sergeant, but I think this might work.
I think you should listen to the gunny.
Here, catch. You know how to work one of these things?
Well, the hell did you get a claymore?
Set it up and then we'll draw him out.
Where'd you get this guy from?
Got him. Keep working.
It's set.
That should be far enough. Now just start honking.
Michael, what is that thing?
It's a claymore, an anti-personnel mine. It sends out hundreds of balls pushed out by explosives. Basically, it'll turn them into mush.
That's gonna be really loud. It's gonna bring more here.
There's already so many, it's worth the risk.
Come on, you sons of bitches.
Here they come.
Ain't getting through here.
You see that shit?
I love that sound.
Move towards the tower. Lizzie, Saul, take the vehicles to the parking garage. Angel and, Gunny, you come with me.
Take Saul. I busted my foot. I'll take it to the garage.
There.
He's down.
Get inside.
Two down.
Good God, what the hell are you using?
This? Oh, this is Shirley.
Shit! Look, they got through the stairwell door.
Come on.
Hurry! Contacts!
They keep coming!
Then keep shooting!
Is that all of them?
Let's hope. I didn't see any of our people as those things.
Where to?
Let's go find our friends.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 4.